I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. This week, we're going to explore the down-to-earth poetry of Carl Sandburg. Carl August Sandburg was born in 1878 and died in 1967. He was an American poet, biographer, journalist, and editor. He won 3 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 for his poetry and 1 for his biography of Abraham Lincoln. His poetry is very beautifully expressed, mostly in unrhyming blank verse. So I'll start with this little short one called The Fog, and it's one of my favorites. The fog comes in on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches, and then moves on. Little cat feet. The next one is called Arithmetic. Arithmetic is where numbers fly like pigeons in and out of your head. Arithmetic tells you how many you lose or win if you know how many you had before you lost or won. Arithmetic is 7-11 all good children go to heaven, or 5-6 bundle of sticks. Arithmetic is numbers you squeeze from your head to your hand, to your pencil, to your paper, till you get the answer. Arithmetic is where the answer is right and everything is nice and you can look out of the window and see the blue sky. Or the answer is wrong and you have to start all over and try again and see how it comes out this time. If you take a number and double it, and double it again, and then double it a few more times, the number gets bigger and bigger and goes higher and higher, and only arithmetic can tell you what the number is when you decide to quit doubling. Arithmetic is where you have to multiply, and you carry the multiplication table in your head and hope you won't lose it. If you have 2 animal crackers, 1 good and 1 bad, and you eat one, and a striped zebra with streaks all over him eats the other, how many animal crackers will you have if somebody offers you 5, 6, 7, and you say, no, 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 and you say, nay, 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 and you say, nix, nix, nix? If you ask your mother for 1 fried egg for breakfast, and she gives you 2 fried eggs, and you eat both of them, who is better in arithmetic, you or your mother? The next one is called Chicago. Hog butcher for the world, tool maker, stacker of wheat, player with railroads and the nation's freight handler. Stormy, husky, brawling, city of the big shoulders. They tell me you are wicked, and I believe them, for I have seen your painted women under the gas lamps luring the farm boys. And they tell me you are crooked, and I answer, yes. It is true, I have seen the gunman kill and go free to kill again. And they tell me you are brutal, and my reply is, on the faces of women and children, I have seen the marks of wanton hunger. And having answered so, I turn once more to those who sneer at this, my city, and I give them back the sneer. And I say to them, come and show me another city, with lifted heads singing, so proud to be alive, and coarse and strong and cunning. Flinging magnetic curses amid the toll of pulling job on job. Here is a tall, bold slugger set vivid against the little soft cities. Fierce as a dog with tongue lapping for action, cunning as a savage pitted against the wilderness, bareheaded, shoveling, wrecking, planning, building, breaking, rebuilding. Under the smoke, dust all over his mouth, laughing with white teeth. Under the terrible burden of destiny, laughing as a young man laughs. Laughing even as an ignorant fighter laughs who has never lost a battle. Bragging and laughing that under his wrist is the pulse and under his ribs the heart of the people. Laughing. Laughing the stormy, husky, brawling laughter of youth. Half naked, sweating, proud to be a hog butcher, toolmaker, stacker of wheat, player with railroads, and freight handler of the nation. This next poem is titled Autumn Movement. I cried over beautiful things, knowing no beautiful thing lasts. The field of cornflower yellow is a scarf at the neck of the copper sunburned woman, the mother of the year, the taker of seeds. The northwest wind comes and the yellow is torn full of holes. New beautiful things come in the first spit of snow on the northwest wind, and the old things go. Not one lasts. This next one is called At a Window, and it's one of my very favorites. Give me hunger, O you gods that sit and give the world its orders. Give me hunger, pain, and want. Shut me out with shame and failure from your doors of gold and fame. Give me your shabbiest, weariest hunger. But leave me a little love, a voice to speak to me in the day end, a hand to touch me in the dark room, breaking the long loneliness. In the dusk of day shapes, blurring the sunset, one little wandering western star thrust out from the changing shores of shadow. Let me go to the window, watch there the day shapes of dusk, and wait and know the coming of a little love. The next poem is entitled A Father to His Son. A father sees his son nearing manhood. What shall he tell that son? Life is hard, be steel, be a rock. And this might stand him for the storms and serve him for humdrum monotony and guide him among sudden betrayals and tighten him for slack moments. Life is a soft loam. Be gentle, go easy. And this too might serve him. Brutes have been gentled where lashes failed. The growth of a frail flower is a path up, has sometimes shattered and split a rock. A tough will counts, so does desire. So does a rich, soft wanting. Without rich wanting, nothing arrives. Tell him too much money has killed men and left them dead years before their burial. The quest of lucre beyond a few easy needs has twisted good enough men sometimes into dry, thwarted worms. Tell him time as a stuff can be wasted. Tell him to be a fool every so often and to have no shame over having been a fool, yet learning something out of every folly, hoping to repeat none of the cheap follies, thus arriving at intimate understanding of a world numbering many fools. Tell him to be alone often and get at himself, and above all, tell him no lies about himself whatever. The white lies and protective fronts be may used against other people. Tell him solitude is a creative if he is strong, and the final decisions are made in silent rooms. Tell him to be different from other people, if it comes natural and easy being different. Let him have lazy days, seeking his deeper motives. Let him seek deep for where he is born natural. Then he may understand Shakespeare and the Wright brothers, Pasteur, Pavlov, Michael Faraday, and free imaginations bringing changes into a world resenting change. He will be lonely enough to have time for the work he knows as his own. The next short poem is called A Coin. Your Western heads here cast on money. You are the two that fade away together, partners in the mist. Lunging buffalo shoulder, lean Indian face, who come after where you are gone, salute your forms on the new nickel. You are to us the past, runners on the prairie. Goodbye. All the Day Long is the title of the next one. All day long in fog and wind, the waves have flung their beating crests against the palisades of adamant. My boy, he went to sea long and long ago. Curls of brown were slipping underneath his cap. He looked at me from blue and steely eyes. Natty, straight and true, he stepped away. My boy, he went to sea. All day long in fog and wind, the waves have flung their beating crests against the palisades of adamant. Next is called Dream Girl. You will come one day in a waver of love, tender as dew, impetuous as rain. The tan of the sun will be on your skin, the purr of the breeze in your murmuring speech. You will pose with a hill flower grace. You will come with your slim, expressive arms, a poise of the head no sculptor has caught, and nuances spoken with shoulder and neck, your face in a pass and repass of moods, as many as skies in delicate change of cloud and blue and flimmering sun. Yet you may not come, O girl of a dream. We may but pass as the world goes by and take from a look of eyes into eyes a film of hope and a memoried day. From the Shore. A lone gray bird, dim dipping, far flying, alone in the shadows and grandeurs and tumults of night and the sea and the stars and storms. Out over darkness, it wavers and hovers. Out into the gloom, it swings and batters. Out of the wind and the rain and the vast, out into the pit of a great black world, where fogs are at battle, sky-driven, sea-blown, love of mist and rapture of flight, glories of chance and hazards of death on its eager and palpitant wings, out into the deep of the great dark world, beyond the long borders where foam and drift of the sundering waves are lost and gone, on the tides that plunge and rear and crumble. Next, we have one called Happiness. I ask the professors who teach the meaning of life to tell me what is happiness. And I went to famous executives who boss the work of thousands of men. They all shook their heads and gave me a smile as though I was trying to fool with them. And then, one Sunday afternoon, I wandered out along the De Plaines River, and I saw a crowd of Hungarians under the trees with their women and their children and a keg of beer and an accordion. This one is called Summer Stars. Bend low again, night of a summer stars. So near you are, sky of summer stars. So near, a long-armed man can pick off stars. Pick off what he wants in the sky bowl. So near you are, summer stars. So near. Strumming, strumming, so lazy and hum-strumming. The next poem is called Chicago Poet, which is what he was. I saluted a nobody. I saw him in a looking glass. He smiled, so did I. He crumpled the skin on his forehead, frowning, so did I. Everything I did, he did. I said, "Hello, I know you." And I was a liar to say so. Ah, this looking glass man, liar, fool, dreamer, play actor, soldier, dusty drinker of dust. Ah, he will go with me down the dark stairway when nobody else is looking. When everybody else is gone, he locks his elbow in mine. I lose all, but not him. This poem by Sandberg is called Under the Harvest Moon. Under the harvest moon, when the soft silver drips shimmering over the garden nights, death, the gray mocker, comes and whispers to you as a beautiful friend who remembers. Under the summer roses, when the fragrant crimson lurks in the dusk of the wild red leaves, love, with his little hands, comes and touches you with a thousand memories and asks you beautiful, unanswerable questions. This one is titled Young Sea. The sea is never still. It pounds on the shore, restless as a young heart, hunting. The sea speaks, and only the stormy hearts know what it says. It is the face of a rough mother speaking. The sea is young. One storm cleans out all the frost and loosens the age of it. I hear it laughing, reckless. They love the sea, men who ride on it, and know they will die under the salt of it. Let only the young come, says the sea. Let them kiss my face and hear me. I am the last word, and I tell where storms and stars come from. Here's a very short one called Window, but I like the picture it brings to my mind. Night from a railroad car window is a great, dark, soft thing broken across with slashes of light. This poem is titled Honky Tonk in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a jazz affair. Drum crashes and cornet razzies. The trombone pony neighs and the tuba jackass snorts. The banjo tickles and titters too awful. The chippies talk about the funnies in the papers. The cartoonists weep in their beer. Shop riveters talk with their feet to the feet of floozies under the tables. A quartet of white hopes mourn with interspersed snickers. I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the blues. And we say earlier, the cartoonists weep in their beer. The Aprons of Silence. Many things I might have said today, and I kept my mouth shut. So many times I was asked to come and say the same things everybody was saying. No end to the yes, 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 yes. Me too. Me too. The aprons of silence covered me. A wire and hatch held my tongue. I spit nails into an abyss and listened. I shut off the gable of Jones, Johnson, Smith, all whose names take pages in the city directory. I fixed up a padded cell and lugged it around. I locked myself in, and nobody knew it. Only the keeper and the kept in the hoosegow knew it. On the streets, in the post office, on the cars, into the railroad station where the caller was calling, "All aboard! All aboard for blah, 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 blah. And all points northwest. All aboard." Here, I took along my own hoosegow and did business with my own thoughts. Do you see? It must be the aprons of silence. This one is called Between Two Hills. Between two hills, the old town stands. The houses loom, and the roofs and trees, and the dusk and the dark, the damp and the dew are there. The prayers are said, and the people rest, for sleep is there, and the touch of dreams is over all. Closing now with a quote from Carl Sandburg. Poetry is an echo, asking a shadow to dance. Thank you, Carl Sandburg. And thank you for listening to Poets' Corner as we delved into the poetry of the famous American poet Carl Sandburg. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Till next time then, goodbye. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.